sadhana that we have every day is so illuminating. Means we are all progressing. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari Jashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanaja Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansapari Bhajika Charya Stutara Sata Sri Simad Sula Bhaya Chanara Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Sami Jagat Purushila Prabhupada Ki Jaya His Convivity Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansapari Bhajika Charya Stutara Sata Sri Simad Sula Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai, Namacharya Silavadas Thakur ki jai, Premsi kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki jai, Alachwani Ramaniti Dham ki jai, Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Maharani ki jai, समवेत वैष्णववृंद की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गोनिता शुभ दर्शनार्थी की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय। गौर प्रमानंदे हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमस्कृतम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायमुदीरये नस्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। सो टुडे वी आर रिसाइटिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो चैप्टर 7। Text 26. This chapter giving a confidential principle we can focus on particular incarnation. So different speaker spoke very nicely. Nagaraj Prabhu spoke about Bhagavan Dhanvantari. You can say Dhanvantari, Dhanvantari, either way. It doesn't matter, because in India they don't pronounce the V. It's like a silence, Dhanvantari. But we say Dhanvantari, it's fine, either way. And then, Sesha Prabhu spoke about Parashuram. And then, Mother Madhumati Prabhu spoke about Lord Ramachandra, three verses for Lord Ramachandra. And today we are beginning text 26 and next 9, so total 10 sloka will be discussing about Krishna. The purpose of the speaker, Suta Goswami, to demonstrate Krishna as a avatari, or from who all the incarnation comes. So that's why there is a 10 verses, and I'm sure you all will pay very close attention so you will grasp complete before we arrive in 10th canto. So today's verse, Bhume Sure Tara Bharuta Bimarditaya. Leshavaya Kalaya Sita Krishna Kesha.
Leshavaya Kalaya Sita Krishna Kesha.
Jata Karishyati Jananu Palaksha Marga.
Jata Karishyati Jananu Palaksha Marga.
Karmani Chatma Mahima Upani Bandhanani.
Karmani Chatma Mahima Upani Bandhanani.
me sure tarabaruta bimardita ya. Klesha beaya kalaya sita krishna kesha.
Klesha beaya kalaya sita krishna kesha.
Jata harishati jananu palaksha marga.
Jata harishati jananu palaksha marga.
Karma nichatma mahima upanibandhanani. Tarabaruta bimarditaya. Klesha beaya kalaya sita krishna kesha.
Klesha beaya kalaya sita krishna kesha.
Jata karishati jananu palaksha marga. Karma nichatma mahima upanibandhanani. Please chant.
Krishna Krishna
Bhume of the entire world. Sura Itara, other than godly persons. Varutha, soldiers. Bimarditaya, distressed by the burden. Klesha, miseries. Vyaya, for the matter of diminishing. Kalaya, along with his plenary expansion. Shita Krishna, not only beautiful but also black. Keshaha, with such hairs. Jata, having appeared. Karishyati, would act. Jana, people in general. Anupalaksha, rarely to be seen. Marga, path. Karmani, activities. Cha, also. Atma Mahima, glories of the Lord Himself. Upani Bandhanani, in relation to. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When the world is overburdened by the fighting strength of kings who have no faith in God, the Lord, just to diminish the distress of the world, descends with His plenary portion. The Lord comes in His original form with beautiful black hair, and just to expand His transcendental glories, He acts extraordinarily. No one can properly estimate how great He is. Purport. This verse is especially described the appearance of Lord Krishna and His immediate expansion, Lord Baladeva. Both Lord Krishna and Lord Baladeva are one Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is omnipotent and He expands Himself in innumerable forms and energies, and the whole unit is known as the one Supreme Brahman. Such extensions of the Lord are divided into two divisions, namely personal and differential. The personal expansion are called Vishnu Tattvas, and the differential expansion are called Jiva Tattvas. And in such expansional activity, Lord Baladev is the first personal expansion of Krishna, the Supreme Personal of Godhead in the Vishnu Puran, as well as in the Mahabharata. Both Krishna and Baladev are mentioned as having beautiful black hair, even in their advanced age. The Lord is called Anupalaksha Marga, or in still more technical Vedic terms, Avan Manasa Gocharaha, one who is never to be seen or realized by the limited sense perception of the people in general. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:25, it is said by the Lord, Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samabritaha. In other words, He reserves the right of not being exposed to anyone and everyone. Only the bona fide devotees can know Him by His specific symptoms. And out of many, many such symptoms, one symptom is mentioned here in this verse, that the Lord is Shita Krishna Kesha, or one who is observed always with beautiful black hair. Both Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev have such hair on their heads. Thus, even in advanced age. They appeared like a young boys, 16 years old. That is the particular symptom of the personality of Godhead. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that although he is the oldest personality among all living entities, he always looks like a new, youthful boy. That is the characteristics of the spiritual body. The material body is symptomized by birth, death, old age and disease. But the spiritual body is conscious by conspicuous by the absence of those symptoms. Living entities who reside in the Vaikuntha lokas in eternal life and bliss have the same type of spiritual body without being affected by any signs of old age. It is described in the Bhagavatam, Canto 6, that the party of Vishnudutas who came to deliver Ajamin from the clutches of the party of Jamaraj appeared like youthful boys. Corroborating the description in this verse, it is ascertained thus that the spiritual bodies in the Vaikuntha lokas, either of the Lord or of the other inhabitant, are completely distinct from the material bodies of this world. Therefore, when the Lord descends from that world to this world, he descends in his spiritual body of Atma Maya, or internal potency, without any touch of the Bahiranga Maya, or external material energy. The allegation that the impersonal Brahman appears in this material world by accepting a material body is quite absurd. Therefore, the Lord, when he comes here, has not a material body, but a spiritual body. The impersonal Brahma Jyoti is only the glaring effulgence of the body of the Lord. There is no difference in quality between the body of the Lord and the impersonal ray of the Lord called Brahma Jyoti. Now the question is why the Lord, who is omnipotent, comes here to diminish the burden created upon the Lord, upon the world, by the unscrupulous kingly order. Certainly the Lord does not need to come here personally for such purposes, but he actually descends to exhibit his transcendental activities in order to encourage his pure devotees who want to enjoy life by chanting the glories of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.13 and 14, it is stated that the Mahatmas, great devotees of the Lord, take pleasure in chanting of the activities of the Lord. All Vedic literature are meant for turning one's attention towards the Lord and his transcendental activities. Thus, the activities of the Lord in his dealings with worldly people create a subject matter for discussion by his pure devotees. That's the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadanti Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. I also have Vishwanatha Chaturthi Thakur's comment on this verse, so I'm going to read that before I explain what I understood from their explanation by their mercy. So please pray for me and bless me so I can say something that is aligned with Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, which will be affecting to my consciousness. So I can elevate my consciousness and it can help you all, and it pleases Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram and Gaurika. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, Krishna made his appearance to remove the suffering of the earth and suffering due to samsara, or to relieve the devotees on this earth of suffering caused by separation from the Lord. When the earth is afflicted by the troops of kings who are demons, Suretara, he who has a course that cannot be detected by us will appear. Though an object is known, a person can fix its nature by giving it a name and form according to his intelligence. For instance, one can say, this Kostubha jewel is actually a ruby. Actually, in dictionary, that's how it's said. Also, I saw. Or, though this is a ruby, actually it is coral. Well, that's not correct, but it's true. Somebody can say both are red in that sense. Thus, though this avatar remains unknown in Swarup, that Swarup is described in the Purana. Is it not? This person who is very ancient has white and black hair appeared in his portion as Krishna. Vishnu Puran 5.1.59 says, Ujjaharatmanah Kesha Sita Krishna Mahamune. O great sage, he pulled out black and white hair from himself. Mahabharata also confirmed 1.189.31 and 32. Sachapi Kesha Harir Udvahara Shuklam ekam aparam chapi krishnam to chapi keshava visheshitam jadunam kule striya rohinim devakim cha tayureka balabhadro bahuva yoshau shetastasya devasya keshaha krishna diteya keshavah samu sambhavuvah Keshav sau varnanata Krishna ukta. Vishnu took two hairs, one white and black. These two hairs entered the wombs of Rohini and Devaki in the Jodur family. The white hair became Balaram and the black hair became Krishna. If one examines the superficial meaning of these statements, they are contradictory and therefore should be rejected. Unless you went to Jagannath Puri, they literally have so many other ideas about Jagannath Baladev's Daru Brahma, where they came from. They literally say, they have a book, that when Krishna left this world, well, you know that story. One story is that Brigamuni, who came as a hunter, thinking that this is a deer's, part of the deer, but actually it was Krishna's soul, while Krishna was resting, and he shot an arrow. And they say that they cremated the body, and then the intestine could not be dissolved, so that turned into a limb of log, which they cut it into Daru Brahma, Jagannath Baladev, the origin. Now, they have some instance, but they take it literary meaning, not the esoteric meaning. However, he is described as being eternally young in statements such as Santam Bayashi Kaishare. He has a young age, Srimad Bhagavatam 3:28:17. Krishna is stated to be the original form of Bhagavan with the statement Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Whereas here it says he arose from Vishnu's hair. Therefore, the wise will explain these verses differently. Shita Krishna Kesha does not mean white and black hair, but only expresses its beauty. How does one explain the quotation from Mahabharata? With the idea of, let my two hairs become successful. Vishnu pulled out two hairs to indicate the colors of Balaram and Krishna. The hairs were not actually black and white. If this explanation is not accepted, the contradiction mentioned above exists about Vishnu's age, as well as the contradiction to the statement Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Sridhar Swami says, Kalaya Ramena Saha Sayam Sita Krishna Kesha Bhagavan Eva Jataha. The Lord with beautiful black hair appeared with Balaram, Kalaya. Kalaya Silpa Naipunna Vishesha Vidhina Sita Baddha Krishna Atisha Maya Kesha Janati Vigraha Shesh Evetasya Vaidagdi Visheshota Karshita Iritaha. Krishna is described as having a form. Krishna is described as having a form with black hair, Krishna, bound up, Sita, with skill, Kalaya. This is a description of his excellent beauty. Krishna called Lila Purushottama, with bound up black hair, then appeared along with Lord Shiradakshai Vishnu as his Amsha. Logo Bhagavatam Nita 1.157.58. Jiva Goswami Pad says, Amshebho jev prakashante mama te kesho sangitaha iti smrite matshino dharaya sita krishna kirano do prabhu avatirasya iti sucha nartham kesha dayodharanam. Smriti says kesha means rays which emanates from me. Thus, when Vishnu pulled out two hairs, he indicated the two lords whose two rays, black and white, maintain my head will appear. Krishna Sandarbha. Not using the word kesha to indicate hair, which is conventional meaning, as an indication that the sage who wrote the scriptures are following the Bhagavatam statement. Parakshavada rishaya paraksham mamacha priyam. The Vedic seers, mantras, deal in esoteric terms, And I am also pleased by such confidential description. This is Krishna's own opinion in 11th canto, 21 chapter, 35 text. Vishnu Puran quotation can be explained as follows. From the Antakarana, the two lords, white and black, forms of happiness. Ka means happiness, Esha means Lord, Kesha. Being pleased with many prayers, being visible, Ujjahara, O great sage, by contemplation the meaning should be understood. Muni means one who contemplates. According to Namartha Bharga, the word ka means happiness, the head and water. The two verses from Mahabharata should be explained in the same way. For relieving the earth's suffering with Sita, just one his own parts, Krishna, the form of happiness, ka, and the controller, Isha, having both sweetness and power, appeared along with Balaram. Another meaning of Sita is Shiva. Another meaning of Krishna is Vishnu. Another meaning of Ka is Brahma. Sita, Krishna, Kesha. The reason we are discussing this because Prabhupada mentioned twice the same word. So it is important to know. Also I found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this description is also given that this two hair that Lord pull out is Krishna Balaram is not properly understood, is misunderstood by the impersonalist or others. So it is important. Later it will be said Sa Javata Urvaya Baram Ishereshraha. The Lord of Lords will move about on earth as long as there is suffering. 10.1.22 Bhagavatam. What type of activity does Krishna perform? These activities completely cover up his great powers. That means with his great powers exist but are covered by the sweetness of his activities. Or the activities cause complete bondage of his to his glory. This means that his activities bind up everyone's mind by their sweetness. The path unseen by man, Jananu Kalpasya Marga, indicates the confidential path of Raganuga Bhakti. Okay. So in the beginning of this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes the purpose of Krishna's coming. And Jiva Goswami Pada also writes, the purpose of Lord's appearance should be seen in two ways. One is internal for himself and another is external for the world or in relation to us, the conditioned souls. And internal means to give his, you can say, Bostu Siddhi. The word Bostu Siddhi means like we all are practicing and we are going to, we already became or becoming Sadhan Siddha. Through the sadhana, our goal is Krishna Prem, but immediate goal is awakening Bhava, which all along within the heart. And Bhava cannot be awakened without practicing everyday sadhana. The sadhana, purpose of sadhana to awaken the bhava which will leads to prema, which is next destiny. So, for Krishna to accept sadhan siddha through a particular pastime, after acceptance, the transformation of sadhaka is called bostu siddhi. So that's an internal purpose. Bhakta kripa karen prabhu ei tin sarupe sakshat avesh ar abirbhav rupe. Three way he actually relate with the devotees in order to make the sadhan siddha become bostu siddha. One is sakshat, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Srila Prabhupada writes in a letter to one of his disciples that This is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's last life in this material world. It's very interesting. And you can see why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behaved the way. After his giving himself, surrender, full surrender means, why it is so important? Because full surrender means Krishna actually gives himself to you in that relationship. It's the highest. So surrender is definitely required. More surrender, it's better, progressing. So, Shakshat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu literally did this on the way to South India, may not be in Navadvip all the time, but some cases in Navadvip, but not all time, but in on the way to South India, all over South India he did. Abhesha, like he empowered a particular devotee, like Shuklambara Brahmachari. It's the same. And the third is Avirbhav Rupe, means he appeared in many places, especially four places are distinctly mentioned. Mother Sachi's house, Raghav Pandit's house, because of their devotion. Wherever Nityananda Prabhu would do kirtan, he would appear there. Whenever Mother Sachi would offer something, or she would be like in separation feeling, Sarbi, Mahaprabhu would appear. An external is like delivering the soul, also establishing the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, and establishing the Raga Marga Bhakti, spontaneous love, through practicing daily sadhana, then enter into Ragamar, that process through his internal devotee like Rupa Goswami Pad. Rupa Goswami Pad gives a strategic where we are, where we need to go, how to go there. The whole path called Nectar of Devotion, or you can say Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then Prabhupada, because of the time, emphasize our focus on Krishna as a avatari. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, 21 chapter, text 101. When you focus that few verses, you can see the Krishna's origin, Swarup. Here the verse says, Krishna jata kalt khela sarvottama naralila naravapu tahara Swarup. Directly says this by Mahaprabhu. Gopo besho venukar navakisho natabar naralila hai anurup. Similar thing also quoted by Raghupati Upadhyay, which Rupa Goswami Pad put all their conversation into one verse. Four origin focus for us. What is it? Shemam eva param rupa. Krishna's origin form is bluish color with a black hair. Raghupati Upadhyay explained this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was so happy to hear that. That we also worshipping Shyamasunda. That form, why God's origin form is blue? Shema Shringara Rati. Because he has an incessant, extreme degree of affection and love for Srimati Radharani and all the devotees, headed by her. 24. Eternally within him, he has that passionate love, and as a intensity creates his form as a blue. Like a fire, you can see, if it's a very light fire, it's like a white. When it's a little more intense, it's like a little reddish. Extreme intense, blue. Of course, it's a mundane example, but still we can see that. So Jiva Goswami Pad says, that Shema Shringara Rati, he always has a passionate love to please Srimati Radharani and of course everybody else, Mother Yashoda, all the Brajavasi. Because he has that eternally, that's why he always appears like a bluish color with a black hair. Very beautiful. Gopal Champu, Uttarkhanda, there is a two part of Gopal Champu, Purvakhanda, Uttarkhanda. Uttarkhanda, 35, 36 has a very details about Krishna's beauty. I don't have time today, but beautiful, if those who are listening, if you ever wonder like how, what is Krishna's beauty, I want to focus, meditate every day, you can read on that. It's so beautiful. So it's in this verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, the origin of Bhagavan's form is not a baby taking birth in Yashoda's house, even though it is also origin in Vatsala Rasa. Gopal Champu also talks about why Krishna wear parijat, the garland? The five types of Vaijayanti Mala. Oh, how you go? Nice to see you. Vaijayanti Mala. Why Krishna wear Vaijayanti Mala every day? Because Vaijayanti Mala has a five types of flower. And I was looking also today, we have five types of color here. If you see the reddish crimson, that represents Vatsala Rasa. You see the white, it represents Krishna has actually around. Because Krishna always has all these five colors. That's a Shanta Rasa. Yellowish is Dash. Dasha is a multicolor. Vatsala is a crimson. And Madhura is a blue. Look at Krishna's turban. Radha Krishna both has a blue. So this Madhur Ras, the conjugal, it is always there within them. Krishna has always, non-stop, eternally, those five colors with him. Because those represent five rasa, is there. Santa Ras, in that sense, Santa Ras is the base, ground, foundation. Without that, other rasa is not existing. Santa Ras. So Santa Ras also there, but it's not visible, maybe you can say that way, in Vrindavan. So it says that Krishna da jataka khela, origin form, Krishna has a flute playing, not taking birth from Yashoda's. Flute playing, and he is a coward boy dressed. He has a turban, not crown, turban with a waist belt, and the flute is not stuck in the waist, like Brahmaji saw, Naomi, the 14.1, but Krishna actually playing flute, holding in hand. So that's the origin form. And he has a passionate love, extremely, for the conjugal, supersede, above all. All the rasas actually are supporting to that conjugal. So Krishna has this. And where is this place? It's in Jaya Jaya Jala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar Parakya Bhave Jaha Brajete Prachar Braja Dham. And Krishna's form is 16, not 1 to 5. Krishna has the three ages, mostly prominent Prabhupada explains. Rupa Goswami Pada also explained. 1 to 5. Even though Krishna was 125 years old, when he killed Dantabhakra and crossed, we just read recently. And when he came and sat down on Mother Yashoda, he was breastfeeding. You can say, well, he was 125 years old, great grandfather, what kind of... No, you cannot put those mundane logic in this. But the way Krishna reciprocate, like a little baby, 1 to 5 years old, like a 5 years old boy, even though age-wise maybe 125. With the Shakharas, 10. But with the gopis headed by Radharani is 16. 15 years, nine months, 7.5 days. Dhyanachandra Goswami put it. You round it, Prabhupada put it in a Krishna book, 16 years. Sanatana Goswami Pad's discussion with Mahaprabhu also, he says, 16 years. After that, never grows. Eternally 16, live there. So that's the original form. There's a beautiful verse, beautiful song by Rupa Goswami Pad. There's a nice pastimes. I will end with this because of the time. Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumar Saurava Sankata Brindavana Tata Bihita Basanta Vihar. Brindavan is full of spring. Why? Because Krishna. His name is actually Madhava. His name is Basanta, spring. So eternally, wherever Krishna is a spring. In one sense, you can look at that way. And one time, Rupa Goswami Pad was about to write. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, four instructions were given to him. One thing was to write devotional scripture. And while he was thinking that, and he saw the Krishna's beauty, it was overwhelming. So beautiful. Beautiful curly hair. And the doe-eyed deers, they gave up their shyness, running towards Krishna, licking his body. The whole festival of color, sporting pastimes between the gopis with their syringe of colors. You know, we used to have actually painting, is not there. Pushkar Prabhu had there before, if you remember. This syringe and, you know, color dye like this. Beautiful. And Rupa Goswami Pad was surprised seeing the beautiful. So then he composed this in the Stava Mala, that whole song. And there Krishna's black hair is explained how it says, whose curling hair is splendid with many, many new flower buds. O Lord, anointed by loving friends with kumkum and powder camphor. And the goes on, whole. His smile was so attractive, Rupa Goswami Pad could not compose himself even. Of course, he had to come out of it in order to write that song. So Krishna's beauty should be meditated upon. And if you meditate, then Lord Krishna says, Sehi genam abhasat genat dhenam vishishyate dhenat karma phalo tega tega santi nirantaram. You will definitely burn out. First installment is burn out all your karma. Whether it's good or bad doesn't matter. All will be diminishing. Gyana idea. Gyana karma, this is a separate endeavor beside bhakti. But under bhakti, they are there also. Not as a separate karma gyan. But because karma is considered like a function of the senses. Jnana is considered like a function of the head. But the senses and the head has to be under the heart. Heart is the bhakti is the function of the heart. So as long they are under the bhakti, then it's perfect. In other words, karma is not an activity. It is the consciousness behind the activity. So long I have a desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, it is karma. Doesn't matter whatever it is. Simple way you can look at it. And negation from this material suffering is a jnana idea. So both has to be rejected in that sense, but they has to come like this. Okay, I'll end here. Yes, Prabhu. What a beautiful name.
You were mentioning Krishna's color. In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it mentions that once Krishna was enjoying with Viraja, and Radharani came to know about it. She became very angry and she came there. And then because Krishna felt like transcendental guilty, and he started turning darker because he was a lighter color. So Radharani said, yes, now from now on you will be black because you're guilty. And of course, as that also, sometimes you see Krishna with a lighter color blue and other times a darker color, yeah. You know, from dark blue to black. And they're all correct. Actually, Bhargava, when he told me personally that when they would take pictures of Prabhupada, because he was taking so many pictures of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said sometimes the same lighting, and all the details of when you take a picture, Prabhupada would appear in different colors, because that's part of the ecstasy, changing colors.
Sure.
So even those that, so sometimes they would just think, oh, it's the sunlight, oh, it's the shade. Or, no, he said actually that we saw the problem was changing color. And then another point you were making about the Kesha, about the black and the white hair from Vishnu, is that actually is that if somebody wants in great detail all the different arguments that Krishna Sundara by Jiva Goswami
yes.
mentioned,
yes.
those it's like 50 or 100 pages
Got
of
it.
Exquisite,
correct,
gut wrenching or not gut wrenching, but hair splitting details
yes.
in Krishna Sundara,
yes.
certain devotees who are interested. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't want to do that reading 100 pages. I mean, we did read, but can't explain in 1 hour. It's very fascinating if somebody wants to. Yeah. Thank you. Any other? No? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Pramanandi Hari. Hari Bol Prabhu.